Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the call, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, January 9, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Hey, good morning, TNT. All right, there's a little bit of a delay. All right, how you guys doing today? So, is there news or no news? I don't know. Ray has the news. I just got the follow-up. So, Ray, what's it about?
Okay, let's see. We'll kick off with the updates that we sent out. Let me go back and grab some Tuesday updates, because we did post some for you guys on Tuesday. Iraqi TV reporting that Thursday's session will probably be postponed until Saturday due to the low attendance for Tuesday's session that eventually did not take place. Mahdi is being requested to hold accountable those who did not appear for the session. Mahdi continues to submit the same names already previously rejected. He has sent out a text message supporting his actions, with resolve being a fully appointed cabinet soon, whenever that is. So that was a Tuesday update. And so we have some Wednesday morning things that popped out. Iraqi TV is reporting that Thursday's parliament session will be totally dedicated to the 2019 budget. The cabinet voting will supposedly happen on Saturday's session. Easing on down the road. And then reportedly, Fox News posted an alert that Mike Pompeo made a surprise visit to the Iraqi parliament, announcing to them to grow up and become the sovereign nation they're expected to be. Ooh. That's it for the updates.
Well, let's update the updates. So there is a new article out that says there were new names submitted today by Mahdi to name the person. The new article says they will vote today on the cabinet ministers. And my information is they have voted. But the results are, it's supposed to be announced tomorrow. But they did take the vote today, as it says. So we still wait for tomorrow. Whether they voted today or tomorrow, they didn't announce the results. But my inside guy says they did vote. So the article says it. I was actually going to send it to you guys in a tweet so you can read it for yourself. Let me see, can I still find it? I might be able to do that. Oh, there it is, right there. Let's see. Everybody can go read it for itself. Don't we like that? When you can see it for yourself, when it's true, say, Tony didn't just make up some shit. Oh, I mean, some stuff. Sorry. Yeah, if he doesn't, but here it is. Now, I don't mean to go read this and not pay any attention to me anymore, though. Here we go.
No, you can't do that. You're trying to make people accountable.
Is it? Let me see.
They don't want to go read anything.
Well, they want to read this, especially your other gurus. All right, so there we are. We just tweeted it out to you. Other than that, guys, maybe they knew they were going to do that. Maybe that's why he went over there, like the article said. I mean, get this done. And they're doing it today and tomorrow because the budget is supposed to be voted on tomorrow. Far as I know, the banks could be absolutely right. They said we were going to see some stuff this week. You're going to see some stuff tomorrow. You're going to hear some stuff tomorrow. Could be a very, very interesting weekend. And the banks, we usually say possibly right, but after tomorrow's news, will probably be right. And this will be over next week. And we'll all be celebrating. So that's what's going on. A lot of stuff going on in Iraq right now. From this meeting, tomorrow's meeting, and announcements that are made tomorrow or Friday morning. And that's where we're at. We're just waiting for them to do something. Okay, Rick?
All right.
Let's go Q&A.
At Last 51 says, in your opinion, could there be any additional delays to the RV with the resignation of the World Bank leader? And secondly, do you know what part the World Bank plans or plays in this RV scenario, if any?
Well, of course, they're involved in it. They're one of the four agencies that are involved in the GCR. I don't think it plays any part in it now because this is going on. They're getting ready to move. World Bank was involved in putting it together, authorizing it, and they had their part to do. But it's done. When we just got the news about him resigning, like so many other people have recently resigned, the first thing is, okay, something didn't go right. He didn't agree with it. Because you guys know World Bank headquarters is actually in Washington, D.C. So it creates another problem because the World Bank leader is always appointed by the U.S., which the other countries involved really don't like. And they've been voicing their opinions about it last couple of years. But with the news we're getting now, with what's going on today with the vote, what's going on with the budget tomorrow, I'm being told, again, it's all done. All done, just wait. You're about to see. So that's how it was said to me. Just wait. You're about to see. So I'm about to see. But I know if the ministers were voted on today, there was opposition to them not doing the vote. They said if we continue, it was going to cause a crisis. There is riots scheduled for the 24th of the month in front of CBI. There were people saying if we didn't do it, they'd have to go back to the House of Representatives, declare all the ministers, and have to start all over. Nobody wants to do that. So supposedly the name change was submitted today. They actually have a new name for minister. And supposedly Iran has agreed to take the other position. There's an article out that explains, again, Iran and Russia and the U.S. all trying to gain influence over Iraq. Supposedly, according to the article, and we didn't really need the article to know it, the U.S. administration has agreed to give Russia Syria, and is why we're pulling out. Russia has agreed not to get involved in Iraq, so that American influence can now be in Iraq. Iran has not given in completely yet. As a matter of fact, as of yesterday, Iranian terror groups, I guess is the best I can call them, but Iranian influence has threatened to attack Americans in Iraq if they don't leave, simply because I guess we had a general and some of his people walking the streets of Baghdad yesterday, and the Iraqi citizens got upset. Iran used it as an opportunity to put news articles out and say things about how the U.S. was disrespecting Iraq again, their sovereignty. They got the people of the government of Iraq who back Iran are all now making complaints about the U.S. disrespecting them. Got generals walking the streets. People are taking pictures of it. Like, you know, they're running the country again. So all those things create problems. And now they're just trying to get this resolved before that goes any further. Which, okay, as long as they voted today, they complete the budget tomorrow, let's get this thing going. That's what we're looking for. Because every little thing is exaggerated. I mean, everybody taking advantage of every little mistake that is made or word that is said. And now they're exposing so much more to the public about what's really going on in the background. Again, not that they really want them to know, but if they can't do anything, they want the people to go out through the streets and start rioting and doing things and causing an uproar to make a change. But we'll see that this happens before that does. All right. Hopefully that answered that question and so many more.
Okay. RTG says, on the last call, you said something about if a list of currency holders was created, it would be living proof. Are you saying there is still a chance this isn't going to happen?
No. This is absolutely going to happen. I just said if there was a list out there and my name was on the list or people had copies of the list, they could post them for the general public to see and everybody would be buying it off. Because now it's real. Now the banks are keeping the list of people and they're gathering it, and they're not going to make that public. So they're not going to put a place you can go sign up. That just wouldn't make sense.
Okay, and see. Also, your last caller on Monday had only ZIM. Could he sell some of it back and use that money to buy some other currency? True.
He could sell some of it back if you're going to buy it from him, because nobody else is buying it. Nobody. We're buying it. Nobody's buying currency, not any I want to say banking institution, exchange, or anywhere else is buying ZIM. Now, we're buying it. It's a one-time thing because we want it to go. Because I still want it to go. Because the banks are still telling me it's still on their screen, even though it's all grayed out. My committee guy is telling me that it's dead. It's not going to happen. But we have told you it's not. Forever, because I've always told you guys diversify. Get them all, because I got them all. And that's what you should have always been doing. But even since he started talking about it earlier in the year, we have, I told everybody, $50 a week, get you $1 million. You could do it once a month or once a week, and you would still have millions of dollars if you did that. Now, what does it take to do that, to get $50? I mean, whether you borrow it, I know Ray's here just GoFundMe, but, I mean, actually borrow $50, actually take something to the pawn shop, actually sell something for $50, but you get you $1 million or $2 million, so you at least end up with $1 million for the last 10 years that you spent, or the last 10 months, whatever it is. So $100, you end up with at least $1 million, which the average person, as you look out your window or walk up and down the street, does not have in their pocket. Everybody has had plenty of time, information to at least get $100 in the last 10 months from somewhere and buy $2 million. So you could have a minimum of $1 million. Everybody has had that opportunity. And if you haven't done it, that would be my priority today. Today, that would be my priority. Because there's not that many days left. Okay, Rick?
All right. Jesse91 says, can you please tell me what one-to-one rate means? One-to-one what?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell them. One-to-one means $1 for one dinar. Okay? One-to-one. $1, one dinar. That's what they're waiting for over there. That's going to be in country, their rate, one-to-one. out of country. Not sure all the dollars are gone, but their one is going to be more valuable than that dollar is. And their economy. Anybody leaving the country is going to get the international rate, which our rate should be 371 or higher. 350, yeah, 3 something or higher. Okay.
Also, what does drop the 3 zeros mean for the rate?
No, we're not even going there.
All right. BBP Dinar says, with Baghdad back to normal and with the budget going through its third approval tomorrow, with the smart cards being emphasized, Mike Pompeo's visit to both Kurdistan and Baghdad, is there any reason for the U.S. Treasury and China to hold up the RV?
The U.S. Treasury and China. Is that who's holding up the RV?
Well, that's their question.
Guys, they may be moving right now, and it's always been the U.S. Treasury in the United States, because that's what the U.S. Treasury is, in the United States, that has been holding up the RV, and it has always been because of the article I sent you guys on Monday, because of what's going on, because what I told you earlier today, they've been deciding who was going to have the most influence over Iraq. They wanted to know who those names were and what decisions were going to be made before they released it. Now, Pompeo going over there, did that have anything to do with it? Or was the fact that it was already scheduled for the middle of the month anyway, just like we hear it, and his timing is right for the Middle East? Did he have to go over there and say, quit acting like kids and fix this, and they fixed it within an hour? Or was it going to be fixed anyway? I mean, think about it. They submitted the same names for 10 weeks in a row. Today, they decided to change the names. Isn't that what we've been saying the whole time? How do they expect for it to go through if they keep submitting the same name every time? When we said it was just a delay tactic, that's all it was, until they got to where they wanted to be, which I guess we are now here, because they have changed the name. They have supposedly voted already, and the article says they were going to vote today. I heard they actually did vote today. So we will see the results tomorrow, or hear about it, if it goes through, along with the budget tomorrow, which is perfect timing for the ministers to be named. At the same time, the budget goes through and is passed. At the same time, we can see a change in the currency. All falls right into place, just like it was supposed to. No notice. What's next?
All right. Next, we'll talk to some live individuals. 951 area
code. Okay.
You're first.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Tony, I had requested if you see if you could ask about some rates for the Zim and the Dong. Do you have anything to update on that for me?
I have no rates. They grayed out, and they see no rates.
And the guy, your CBI, the CBI guy over in Iraq, basically saying it's done, just wait, you'll about to see it. Is he basically on that same thought also?
That's where he's at. He said his gun is over and you're about to see it. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Okay. And also one other question, the bank, can you review what the bank, what do you think this bank is telling? She says it's going to be, tomorrow, maybe interesting weekend. I mean, where do you put this whole thing? Do you think could be the weekend or next week, or what's your opinion on that?
They actually said you will see some things this week and be ready to go next week.
Okay. Okay.
Now, That could be the weekend, or that could be Monday morning.
Okay. Sounds good. That's all I have, gentlemen. I appreciate it very much. You have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right,
take care.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. 610, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray,
G-Man.
And good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Daddy.
Good morning.
You know, I thought you were CIA. I was waiting for her to come on. I was going to say, where you get this area code from? But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you never know. You never know. Anything.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's another Dynamite Day in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who are new to the call, and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the call. You can help by going to www.dntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you are already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Take care. 404, you're next.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate your taking my call. Also appreciate the info that you're sharing. Like a little further clarification, if I may. I'm intrigued. Number one, the fact that on our own media over here, they've made the comment of Pompeo telling them to grow up, especially if you're wanting to be the sovereign. Not finding anything in that phraseology from the Iraqi publications that I tend to peruse. So I was curious whether or not that comment, if your folks have shared, did he tell that to Parliament in total or strictly to Halbousi and Saleh and Mahdi as the three presidents? Did they clarify that?
No, they did not clarify who he directed it to, just that it was done, I guess. I haven't seen it in any articles. It did say he talked to everybody over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to Parliament itself, though, but to the foreign minister, to Saleh, to Mahdi, and Mahdi. So nowhere have I seen that he addressed Parliament as a whole and told them to grow up. Okay. And I'm not even sure if that part was on television. Again, and that's why I made the comment, I don't know that, you know, he went over there and told them anything. This could be just perfect timing. It could be because the riot was planned for the 24th. It could be because some of the ministers now threatening to try and send it back to the House of Representatives and they have the whole count redone. And then that's going to be chaos. And they're saying we need to get this over with before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
People start rioting in the streets, everything else, it could push us back to square one. So today is the day to get it done. like I said, they may have known in December. We're not going to do this till the middle of January anyway. I tell you, my guy over there who's part of it, he did tell us that in December. He said, it's not happening to the middle of January. And I tell you, there's CBI guys, bank guys, everybody else. Well, I actually chose to listen to them. But they're saying, we're getting ready. It is happening. And now I'm saying, well, I guess he knew what he was talking about when he said it. Mm-hmm. And here we are, the middle of January, and it looks like it's about to happen.
Here's hoping.
So I don't know what Pompeo's visit did over there. I mean, he was just there. He was supposed to go to Iraq last, according to the schedule, but he went there first.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Interesting. With respect to the fact that they finally did changes to the ministers in terms of the names submitted, A couple of days ago, we were hearing that there had been the three posts. Two of them were the main ones that they were needing to get filled. There was a possibility that one of them might have remained open. Then there was the speculation that Mahdi was considering himself removing four of the ministers that had already been voted on for corruption aspect. When they were talking about the fact that the ministers had been named and voted on, were we talking about two ministers, three ministers, seven ministers? Did they specify that, or just that the main ones that we were looking for, Interior and Defense, were the ones that seemed to be finally taken care of?
Actually, the article says remaining ministers, which the remaining were Interior, Defense, Education, and what was the fourth one? Oh, shit. It was four of them that they should have voted on today because they had to redo the education. So I'm not looking at them redoing eight again. Those are the four, my understanding.
Okay. And likelihood then for this to finally be what we're wanting is that the budget being voted on, then it would be published on Saturday, or are they saying that they could even do a special edition of the budget to speed things up on that, or do we have to wait until Saturday for that?
Yeah, if they voted on it tomorrow, it would probably be in Saturday's edition, which would work right along with our schedule, along with the bank schedule, and we would start going to the bank Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week, like they said.
Super. Well, 10 days from whenever, that's when it's going to be our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. So let's just get her done. That's all we say. And appreciate all the information and insight that you provide to us. Appreciate it. And have yourself a wonderful, well-found Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 805, you are on.
Hey, Tony Ray, how you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Great.
Super fantastic.
A couple questions. One, this thing on Thursday with the budget, is that kind of based on because the cost of oil went way down and they've got to redo things?
They did have to redo the budget to address the cost of oil, yes. And if they did that, put it from 56 to 46, or wherever they put it at, they're supposed to vote on it tomorrow. And if it passes, I guess that's all we're waiting for, right? The ministers go today, and the budget goes tomorrow.
Good. Well, that answers that question. Now, in the past couple calls, you have spoke about the trade between Iraq and Iran. And I'm just kind of curious of your opinion or if you know what is. I know that we have sanctions on Iran and that's not going to stop Iraq from trading with them, but pretty much Iraq has been stopped from being able to pay for imports from them with U.S. dollars. Am I correct in that?
That is correct.
So they're paying them with dinars, right?
They're paying them with dinar. They're setting up a new agreement to pay them with strictly dinar. They could be paying them with euros or something else right now, but they're not using U.S. dollars.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was just dinars. I was kind of curious if Iran then is starting to push on them to revalue their money because they're getting all these dinars. I don't know if they're hoarding them. They can't really use them to turn around and buy euros with or something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of curious your thoughts on what Iran's doing with the dinars.
Okay. So, what is it? Wait, there's a lot of noise in the background. Somebody moving around doing something. Here's the thing. If they trade with them the dinar, what they're trying to make their currency as valuable as the dinar by revaluing their own, because they know this is about to happen. They got the dinar, and you're right. It does them absolutely no good unless they have somebody else to trade with in which they can use the dinar, which they can. But what we've done is ask all of our allies not to trade with Iran, to stop all trade because there's sanctions on them and don't do this. And most of our allies are looking at the same thing. Well, we can't trade with you because then we're violating the sanctions and then there's a problem with us. Okay, so what does that do for Iran? Nothing. Same thing I was saying about Iraq. We can revalue their money and they can be rich as they want to be, but they have nowhere to spend it. Iran can't spend it with the other countries because they're looking at the sanctions the same way as Iraq is. The U.S. sanctioned you. We can't trade with you. We can't use U.S. dollars. By doing anything with you, we're now going against the U.S., which some of our allies have said we don't care because we made the agreement. We're going to live with the agreement. Just because the U.S. doesn't want to don't mean we're not going to. And they're obviously doing that. And those are the people they're going to have to try to use those dinar with. Iraq and Iran are trying to set up their own agreement to use the dinar. Iraq has come to the U.S. and said, you have to give us some relief of some of these sanctions because that's our lifeline. So, again, you want us to choke ourselves out just to make you happy? That doesn't make any sense either. So that's where they have to agree. You can get this. You can get bread, milk, and cereal. Okay, buy all that you want, but don't buy this, this, and this. I mean, and then there has to be a line item deal in that way. But they can't say we cutting them off when 80% of our imports come from them. That just doesn't even make sense to anybody. Unless you're going to give us 80% of these imports from somewhere else. And you're going to make that arrangement to happen in 48 hours, then what are we supposed to do next 6-8 months while we're trying to negotiate that? Starve to death?
Right. So it is possible then that there's some pressure from Iran for them to revalue their dinar, correct?
Yeah, I don't think there's pressure from Iran to do it because they're going to do it. And in the end, Iran's going to win whether they're buying from the other countries with that Iran with the dinar because it's going to be more valuable than their currency is and going to buy more products than their currency is. So they're going to win on that side, so they would like for them to. I don't know if there's pressure on them right now because the relationships are normal.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you explaining that to me. I greatly appreciate you answering my questions and thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the day.
All right, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
360, you are on.
Oh,
360. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. Say, I sound like a broken record to myself sometimes. I'm wondering why we haven't heard anything as far as the people that are being charged with all this stuff. There's no news in their press about arrests being made or anything like that that I'm aware of. Are there, Tony?
Arrests for who?
For the people that were charged or being charged with corruption over there.
Oh, no arrests. But they're not going to make arrests until this is done. Again, we know they had a list of 300 ministers. They haven't started. They had a list of 1,000 people that has now grown to 13,000 But it's not going to happen until this is resolved and the government goes on from there. That's when we're going to hear. It is not going to happen in a week, a day. This is going to be years.
That makes sense. It's ironic that it's coming from us. I've made a post on the board this morning about and a reply to the post you sent out in regards to the us being over there telling them what to do when you could go through Washington, D.C. and have the same issues. It's ironic.
That's right, because we're looking at it on television ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Well, patiently waiting to be patient. I appreciate it. I have to go to work. So y'all have a good day, and we'll look forward to that call soon. Thanks.
Okay, right, thank you, sir.
707.
MR2.
Let me try that again. 707, you're on.
Yeah, the other part that...
707?
Okay, let's not eavesdrop. We'll just go on. Tell me lost out.
Yeah. 509.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
Is there an echo?
There is.
Okay.
I hear it. But go ahead.
Hey, did Monty come here on the 4th, or I've never heard anything back to the U.S.?
I never heard anything either. Never heard about the meeting. I didn't get the landing of the plane. All right, so I don't know. But maybe that's how it was supposed to be, like I said that day. Trump just went in for 3 hours. Maybe he was in and out. But we never got any feedback from it.
I know. I was wondering about that. It seems like everything that's happening in Iraq is happening here. Our government's shut down, and their government's not completely formed yet. And is that a coincidence? Is it all going to happen at once?
No, that's a coincidence. I don't think our government being shut down has anything to do with their government being shut down. It just shows you how dysfunctional our government is, just like theirs is. How we talk about them all the time and how they do business, and we're doing business the very same way. How we talk about every time, nothing's going to change if they don't change the name. So their government's not functioning, we say. And then our government turns around and does the same thing every day. Everybody's submitting the same plan like something's going to change. And it hasn't. So we call them idiots, so we might as well call ours idiots too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe this is all going to come to a head here as well as there. That would be awesome.
It sure would.
Okay.
Time will tell.
I know people are going to be hurting. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Good day.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
708, you are on.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the wealth of information that you provide for us. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Great.
Yeah, I just have one question. I am fairly new to the community, and I am curious, how does a person get on open mic to listen, to gain more knowledge? Is this invitation only, or is this open to the public?
It's invitation only, and maybe there might be somebody that can invite you to it. Do you know someone who's already on?
I do not.
You don't know the right people.
You know, I know. But you're the right people.
There you go. Because I was going to tell you. You know Ray, don't you? There you go. There you go.
Hey, I got it. I would like to be invited. That's terrible.
No, I'll have my people get with your people, and we'll see what happens.
I appreciate that. That's all I have. You've answered my other questions, and thank you for being, both of you, thank you for being amazing and being you. So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right, yes, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Okay, 407 area code, you are on. Okay, not anymore. 909 area code, you are on.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm the guy who told you my son and his wife were over in Dubai, and you told me my son, they're not coming back.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, they're coming back.
Are they?
Yeah, they're coming back.
But
anyway, I just have a quick question. I went to the a Wells Fargo bank yesterday to buy some more dong. And so usually the last time I went there, they told me that it would be there in 2 days. Yesterday when I went there, they said it wouldn't be there until the 19th, and they were even puzzled. So is that, you think that has anything to do with what's going on here?
To the 19th?
Yeah, that's what he was really puzzled when he said, wow. He said, last time you were here, it only took 2 days. I'm not sure why it's going to take so long.
I don't know, but if I was you, I'd go to TravelX and get it.
TravelX?
Do you have CXI in your
That's right. I go there and pick it up today.
Currency exchange locations. Check and see if you have any in
your city. Well, I already paid for it. But he said, I think it'll be here in 2 days, you know. So anyway, I already paid for it.
So you're locked in on the price.
Yeah, it was a good price.
All right.
But, I figure, hey, if it doesn't come in until the 19th and it RVs before that, I'll just take it in when I get it.
You can. All somebody right. just texted me and said that they bought some at Chase yesterday, and they were notified it was there today.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, okay.
There's another avenue.
Well, I'm just guessing that it'll probably be there in a couple of days. So that's what he said. He said, I think it'll be here sooner. I don't know why the computer is telling me it's going to take that long. So. But anyway, that was my question.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right, you too.
972 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yes, I've spoken to you several times. I'm located south of Dallas. I want to say right up hand, the last few days, you guys have sent out updates. Every time I see that, I get thrilled. And so I was just I was talking to my son about it. We were riding to do some work, and he said, "Well, that's pretty good, but they could reduce their typing and effort if they just say go to work today in some of those updates." So I told him I would pass that on. And but it is very encouraging. Be assured of that. Most of us could go to any number of gurus on the web, and I particularly prefer to go to the RIP location, the Renfro Informational Provider. So I am a charter member of the local order of the Renfro Informational Providers. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, it's another three letters I need to put into the repertoire here. R.I.P.
Yeah, well, it's RIP for short, R.I.P. Rest in peace, or Renfro Information Provider. You guys have certainly amplified my thinking over the last month. And just I'm one who I've been around on the earth here for about 68 years, but I have never allowed myself to think beyond my normal routine. And I'm beginning to understand with this closing in more and more, I have to come to a point to where my total effort is not my eyes to open in the morning, and I've got to find out how am I going to make money today. This is going to be something that all of us are going to appreciate. And I expect to be surprised, but I sure am looking forward to it.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm constantly talking to people and tell them it's going to be a life-changing moment, but you're going to have to make some life-changing decisions very shortly after that.
Yeah.
And what I mean is everybody has heard of 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have. Anybody who hasn't, you need to look it up. Because as of right now, anybody here of my voice, you're within 6 degrees of meeting the president himself. Well,
there you go.
Right, the last two presidents. Well, the last two presidents. So you're within that 6 degrees right now, just because you can hear my voice. But also you need to look at is a long time ago, successful people were told and realized that you, yourself, that guy in that mirror, you are a sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And I try and tell people that. You have to look at those 5 people. That's who you are. Now, once you get this money, if that's who you want to be, you stay with those 5 people. But if you want to achieve something beyond that, you're going to have to change who those 5 people are. And I'm going to tell you guys a story. When I was doing network marketing, once I made my first $100,000 and I got to be an executive, then the other guys came over and said, hey, congratulations to the group, blah, blah, blah. Now we're going to show you something else. And it's a whole different world when you get here. Because 100 will turn to 200, 300, 400 real quick. But you got to do some different things. You got to spend time with some different people to learn what we're trying to show you. So at that point, I used to have a supervisor when I was in the military, and I tried to get all my friends, let's go make money. And he told me, you can't take them with you. And I said, why not? They're just like me. And he said, no, they're not. And it had to take me a while to realize that. So I had to break off from all my friends, go do what I needed to be done, meet some new people, change who I was, come back, and still all my friends, I still love you to death. But now I'm doing something else because I still love them. But I know I had to change who those 5 people were in order to grow. You're going to have to do the same thing when this money comes, guys. You can't just have the money and keep doing what you're doing and think it's going to grow and blow up and change. You're going to have to change with the money, but you're going to have to change your circle more importantly. I know people don't want to hear that, but some of you are just going to naturally do it because you're going to investment meetings now, you're going to city council meetings now. I mean, you're looking at different things, and some of you do that on your own. Some of you, it's going to happen because all your friends are going to say, give me, give me, give me. Can't you buy me this? And you're just going to get tired of hearing it. And you're going to separate yourself from them too. But where do you go? You have to go look and find people who are where you want to be. And say, I'm new to the group. I want to invest. And then start from there and form those new relationships that will help you grow. So it's a good point, and you just remind me of all that. I want to tell people that. It's going to change more than just money in the bank, but it's going to change your life, and you have to be prepared for that. Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate that. That's very encouraging in general. I'm beginning to get to that point to where I understand what I've experienced before is just a shadow of what I will experience in the future. I'm looking forward to even spending time with my wife. You know, we've been married 47 years. But the fact is, I married her to live with her, and I don't. I see her in the morning, I see her at night, and that's about it. relationship I'm looking forward to building is with her. But thank you so much for that. You guys are an instrumental part of not only our education, but perhaps our plans in the future. So, like G-Man from Pennsylvania with his normal PSAs, I'm going to say Ennis, verification, negotiation, hallucination, impossibility, my grandfather's filling station. But you're changing lives. You're well appreciated. Let's get this thing going. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Sounds like you have a perfect marriage. You might not want to mess that up.
I really wanted to say something, but I didn't. I was like, you might be 47 years. You might just want to leave that alone, buddy.
Well, you might be right.
All right, thanks.
Take care, sir. 707, you're on.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I was just sitting here with my wife and thinking we're growing on 55 years with each other.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, the changes that we've made in our relationship have made our best. We've got the best relationship now that we've ever had. So,
all right,
it can get better.
Wait, you got a separate bank account?
Pardon?
No, don't answer that. I'm just messing.
Okay. I had an unusual experience just now. The Live Talk Radio came on and said, "Thank you for listening," and hung up on me.
It did?
So I just dialed back in dialed back in for the. I have no idea what created that. But anyway, that's what happened.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what created it. I called on you 6 callers back, and you were talking. And then Tony said, well, let's not eavesdrop on this conversation. So then I dropped the line. Yeah, I was saying 707,
oh, really?
707. And whoever, somebody was in
the
conversation.
Well, now, I heard you calling 407. That's all I heard.
Well, this was after that.
I had you up here
five callers earlier, and so I put a notation talking. So, yeah, so that's why you heard that I disconnected it, because you were talking, and we didn't want to be hearing your conversation.
Oh, I don't. So that even confuses me more. So I don't know what. I don't know why, but here we are.
Okay. Hey, but you're back.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. So, the other thing, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the videos that you sent out to show us the modern day life of people in Iraq. That's very encouraging information. I really appreciate that.
Okay, we sent out another one this morning. I don't know if you saw it. But there was a bunch of pictures of Iraq, life in Baghdad, so people could see.
Like some,
but again,
the students,
guys, the students,
yeah, one of those
girls
pictures
in the park.
There were some students sitting on the lawn, enjoying each other. And I thought, boy, that is so different from the colleges over here, where all ours, they've all got speakers in their hands and leading protests and stuff. It looked like those people were really enjoying life. So that's very encouraging. I'm glad to be a part of that, if I am.
But I still want you guys to know that's Baghdad. In both cases, that was Baghdad that I showed you. Now, Kurdistan is the same way, if not even better than Baghdad. But they still have a bunch of areas out there in Iraq that, look like Texas. So anyway, so it's not 100%.
Well, the contrast that I saw in the pictures that I looked at were pictures that I'm accustomed to seeing on the mainstream media cities being blown, houses being blown apart, and you know, all just total chaos and destruction. And that's the picture I had of Iraq. And so this changes my whole view of Iraq to see
right,
that they
which
have,
most people have. And that's why most people don't believe that dinar is going to revalue. They don't believe it's about to happen because all they see is that picture in the news with tanks running down the street and, you know, bullet holes everywhere and everybody eating out of, you know, trash cans or whatever. And it's not the reality of the entire country.
Well, to me, it really just shows the power of mind control that the cabal seems to have with the media. And they just show us what they want us to see. And you're showing us a different world, and I appreciate it. So I just want you to know that.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And so.
Thank you.
The only I've been calling about frequently about the Zim a lot because I am concerned. Do you think that this will be a viable currency in the future if it is, in fact, dead, as they're saying? Like, would it be in a later basket, or what kind of a future do you see for it?
I'm going to hold mine, regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can exchange it, I'm going to exchange it. If we can't, I'm going to hold it. And this is why I'm holding it, so everybody will understand. Years ago, when I was told about this, it came from somebody at the Treasury. And they told me, this is the deal we've made, and these are the currencies we're going to exchange. That's how it was explained to me. Even now, well, 2 years ago, when they changed the government, and saying, okay, the deal might be changing because the new president says, I can't live up to that deal that the last administration made. So I need to change it. They had to go through this little fight. Okay, so now we had a new deal on the table, maybe at a lower rate. Well, now this administration comes in, and we want this deal. So now they're back at the table arguing over it again, and our guy is saying they came up with no deal. Not just what's going on in their country, but the deals we're supposed to have. This administration is pushing harder than the other ones, so there's not going to be a deal. Because they didn't get it done. That to me doesn't mean it won't come back on the table tomorrow, next month, or next year. I don't know. I know Zimbabwe itself is trying to change. I know they're talking about coming out with a new currency with China. It still would have to go through some of the things that Iraq did. Old currency is good for this long until the new one comes in, or these are the ones that we're going back to the table with the U.S. because it's the ones they had, and they've always been trying to make a deal with. So I'm going to keep mine regardless, what anybody else has to do, and see what happens down the road if it doesn't go now.
Good. Okay? Well, that's all. That's really all that the only sensible thing that anybody can do when there's this much doubt about it is you know, just keep it and buy, and like you're talking about, buy some more dong or some other currency that's a more viable currency, and you don't have as much risk. You don't have as much profit, but, you know, at least you got more than you started
with.
Okay,
I know. That's right, and it's sitting there. So what I do have is all the dong that I exchanged, all the dinar that I exchanged, and now I'm making money with my money, so I'm really not concerned with that. As long as I'm making money with my money, that could sit there for 10 more years. But if it ever comes out, boy, am I going to get a bang for my buck.
Well, at my age, I got to figure what I'm going to do with what I get now. So
there you go. And guys, even if that, because a lot of people are concerned with it, it shouldn't even be about you. That's about creating your legacy and I'm going to sit it there. I hope that's what happened.
That was part of the conversation. That was part of my conversation I was having with my wife, is that we don't know how much money we're going to need. But if we want to leave a legend to our daughter and granddaughter and, you know, to the people that live on after us, then that's a different picture. So we don't know how much that'll take. So I just want to have enough. And,
right.
So that's what I'm doing.
We're going to be able to live off what we do and the money that our money makes. But all of that,
yeah,
that's for future generations anyway. There's no way we can spend all that money. I could
that's
never
right.
spend it in my lifetime. So.
Right. Well, I got other things that I want to do with it to help the world. You know, I'll send it to somebody or help a lot of these people get off the streets being homeless or whatever it takes to make this a better world is what I want to do. So anyway, that's my philosophy, and I thank you for the discussion. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
You guys
thank
are
you
very
much.
Helpful. Okay. Right. Have a great day.
All right.
All right,
you
too.
413, you are next.
Hello. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous to the nth degree.
Well,
and yourself?
I'm doing just fine now that I know that things are moving in the right direction. They've been at a stalemate for so long. I was just a little curious about some of the I know you have the list put together for after the RV, but I was questioning any information about banks and dealings with across our nation for where we have those more positive relationships built. I just called up my bank and inquired about purchasing Dong because of what potentially may or may not be with the Zim and other currencies. Many moons ago, it was suggested to, you know, buy another one if you could. And now I'm finding, coming down to the wire, it's like, well, if you didn't buy the right one, so to speak, that, you know. And I just had a very favorable conversation with the gentleman over the phone, you know, saying I could call in. And, of course, at the time I come in, if, you know, rates change from day to day and so forth. I am going to, when I go into the bank, ask the questions about the how many times a day do their numbers change. I'm curious if these things will also adjust after the RV has occurred. I wanted to know if you had any, well, without saying divulging who you gentlemen have utilized for the, you know, our banking out of our banking system. If you haven't already, you may have, and I might have forgotten. And I've been involved with this for about 8 years. But I have not been listening to you until the past few recent years because things were so, you know, were ever changing. So that's what I was looking for is any information about current banks. We just saw this, the World Bank change yesterday with an authority figure. So I was looking for any more information specifically to the banking.
Okay, so let me ask you. Are you looking for our confidence level of certain banks? Are you looking for exchange procedures of certain banks? Or are you looking for which banks are going to be involved in the exchanges? I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Well, over the years, I've kind of, you know, initially I went to, you know, Bank of America and opened up accounts. I personally had very poor care. So I closed those accounts years ago. And the bank that I do, one of the banks that I do business with now, you can buy, purchase and exchange and do everything with them, but they are overseen by Wells Fargo.
Okay, let me give you a quick rundown, real quick, so I can do this. Sorry. Every bank has been involved in the process.
I mean, Bank of America has been involved. Chase has been involved. Wells Fargo has been involved. Citibank have all been involved. Every one of them at one time was going to be the base of operations. And they got out. It was taking too long. I know Chase and B of A, they didn't want to take toothless crackheads. They wanted to, you know, pick who they were going to take and who they weren't, even though they were going to be the foundation. Wells Fargo is the foundation because they said they would accept everybody for at least 30 days. And then those they didn't want, they would tell them they need to move their money or they would already be broke. So they've all been through the process.
Okay.
Those are all in with Regions Bank. Are all going to probably be involved in it and be exchange banks. But again, some of them were looking to just exchange with their customers. They don't want all those people coming off the street with $100,000, you know, or $1 million that's going to be broke in 30 days. They don't want to process them. They don't want to open accounts with them. They don't want to deal with them at all. So that's where it was important of where do you bank? Those banks are going to call their people who they know have it first and maintain that relationship rather than try and find another bank,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So you can pretty much feel safe with any of the top five banks and a whole bunch. As Ray said, he got a list over 70 banks that deal with the dinar right now, and that's only going to increase after the actual RV occurs.
Mm-hmm. I was a little concerned.
Okay.
I was a little concerned mainly because for my purposes, I had two homes, one that I was trying to sell, one that I was trying to stay in, and GMAC Mortgage Company, with me knowing mortgages and all this other stuff, took a house away from me. Completely illegally. Deutsche Bank was the main holding company, which is, you know, an international huge holding company. So I couldn't even, you know, step foot anywhere legally and get any help because they're too big, too massive. So I took a major hit of losing a home and everything that I had invested into it. Was fortunate enough not to listen to the attorneys, came back to my original home, who now has been just, because I always paid my mortgages, all my taxes, all my insurance, everything always on time, my whole life, always had incredible, you know, great credit scores, could kind of go anywhere, do anything. But since I lost that home, my life had seriously changed. And it's been during this time that I've known and been educated about what's been going on with the currency market and so forth. But Wells Fargo holds my mortgage today. And there's not much of it left. I'm fortunate for that, but it's still, they won't communicate with me and deal with me on a legal contract level as my mortgage was written. And I know mortgages because I used to write them. I have a major problem with the fact that they, with the backing of our Fed, they kind of threw out how all these mortgages were put together and said, well, you know, that's the past. Now you have to accept that the future is kind of standard options. And I'm like, no, that's not how my mortgage was written. I have a signed contract. You have to honor that. This is how it goes. And they won't even talk to me. I went up the food chain years ago with trying to talk to people there. And I still just pay my mortgage and do everything traditionally. But that's it. And I don't know that I can, if they won't hold to my contract of my mortgage, how am I going to hold a contract, a NDA and stuff like this? Because they're overseeing the banks that I do business with for my money exchange.
Okay. I agree with you. We know they've had a lot of problems. They paid a lot of fines. They're supposed to be making some changes, but there are other options out there besides Wells Fargo. Okay. Even if you go to Wells Fargo and exchange, move your money somewhere you feel comfortable. It may not be a bank at all. It may be a credit union. It may be stock options. So, I mean, that's just what you're going to have to do. A lot of people are going to have to go through that. Everybody knows, you know, Wells Fargo's history, you know, fake accounts, car, you know, charging people extra for cars, for houses and mortgages. I mean, but they're just getting caught up with it. But those are the rules in Dodd-Frank that the last administration changed and tried to protect us, but this administration gave right back to them. They don't worry about all that. Wipe it out, go do what you can do. So until somebody comes in and changes it back and thinks more about the people than they do about the banks and the rich people, then we just get to learn to deal with it, though, okay?
Well, Dodd-Frank used to be posted at Bank of America years ago right on top of their counter in a little placard or whatever. And I kind of I liked seeing that there because I knew what it was. But, you know, it went away. And now, like you said, recently it really went away. Or it went away
That's
again.
That's right. It's gone. Okay, well, let us talk to somebody else for a minute, though, because we've been on for a while. Okay?
All
right, thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All righty. 615, you are on. 615. Air code 615. Okay, 734.
Hey, Tony and Ray, how you guys doing? Love what you do. Hey, quick question.
Hey, I'm happy with us, sir.
Yes. Fantastic. You guys are amazing. Quick question. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, you always told us to keep buying dong, and I think I kind of donged myself out. I have, like, a lot of dong now, and Miss Oregon brought up a situation I always figured that, say, and you always talk about they didn't want a lot of us to have this. What if you was to run in that? I have a lot of dong now. Do you think I'm still be okay? Because she really opened that can of worms, Ms. Oregon did the other call, the last call, as far as that goes. And a friend told me, you may have too much dong now. You may not want to, they may not want to deal with you. Talk to me, please. Will I be okay, Tony?
Okay. First of all,
stop listening to your friend.
Okay. That's a good thing. I've never, ever known anybody. I heard of anybody who had too much money. You? I mean, anybody.
No, that's true.
Now.
No, that's true.
What he's saying is they may not want to give you the contract rate, whoever that is you're sitting across the table from, because you have too much and they don't want you to be that rich. And we don't know that until we go in and try. And unfortunately, what she brought up was right. That individual gets to decide if I get the contract rate or not. If he's looking at my numbers, and I don't know what they are, because there's no guidance out there telling me if I should be getting the contract rate or not. It's up to this guy and what he thinks. And that's where we come back together as a group and say, this is what I got, this is what I got. And guys, I want you to feel comfortable on the board. Because nobody knows who you are on the boards. That bank just knows your name. And it's not going back to the bank. And we're not putting it on Facebook. But it's information we're getting for us. So we know what's out there. So the rest of our people know what they should be looking at and what kind of rates are really out there. Because, you know, if I'm at Bank of America on 7th Street and he's giving out $5 contract rates and Bank of America on 6th Avenue is giving out $9 contract rates, why the difference?
True.
One guy's picking me over you, one community over another community. I'm never going to give them this much, anybody that comes out of this area, because we know that happens. But anybody over here, we're going to give them the max. But those are things that we have to look for and see. That's all. Maybe you go outside the area. And if I was you, I'd buy every dong note I could buy to the moment this happened. Every dinar note I could buy to the moment this happened, because it won't happen again. Not in our lifetime. And I'm taking the biggest advantage as I can. There's no such thing as too much. Because if this guy is giving me $5 and this guy over here is giving them $7, this guy got $100 million dong. And I got $500 million dong, and I'm getting $5 I prefer to get it on that $5 million or $500 million. Wouldn't you? If you're going to give me a lower rate, let me give you more money. Don't give me a lower rate on less money. Give me a lower rate on more money. So I want more money. That's where I live.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I appreciate it. Hey, one more thing. Every day I try to put out positive vibes about the Zim. I start buying Zim because when I start listening to your call back in the summer of 2018, I noticed that most of the call was about the Zim. So I start buying the Zim. And from that Quentin Tarantino movie when Christian Slater said, I'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. I mean, that's why I bought the Zim, because everyone always talks. It seems like the first couple of questions Ray would get was about the Zim. That's why I bought Zim. So every day I put out positive vibes that this is going to go. So that's all I got to say, fellas, and appreciate all you do. Thank you very much.
All right. So let me say this, guys, about the Zim. The Zim, I don't know, when I started buying it, it was $10 a note. I know it's $100 a note now or something, whatever it is. But I don't care if you got 40 notes and you spent $4,000 on Zim, which I know most people didn't. But if you did, if you went out and spent $100 right now on Dong and you made $1 million, does that make up for that $4,000? It doesn't make up for everything you thought you would get off of it, because nothing we can do about it. But it definitely makes up for that $4,000 and go get you something out of it. I mean, that makes sense to me. Now, I'm hoping the Zim is still good. You know, whether it's the 11 cent they told me or the 22 cent they told me, or the 78 cent we know was supposed to be in 18 months. Over in Zimbabwe, they're telling their people it's even with the dollar. And if that's their dream one day, I'm still keeping mine, because I don't know when that day is going to come. But in the meantime, and for peace of mind, I'm going to get as much dong as I can get if I can't get the dinar. The dinar, I know I got 3 or 4 million per thousand. The dong, I could have 3 or 4 million for 200, 300. Or at least 100 would bring me $1 million at the lowest rate. So why wouldn't I do that right now, just in case? It just makes sense to me. Okay. Ray? I might have lost Ray. I don't know.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, all right. Yep.
Okay. Let me see. I just lost my place. The audio jumped out on me for some reason. Next caller up is 503. You are on. Area code. One second. It's taking a minute to open it up. Well, what caused that? 503? It's still saying open line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me a second here. Looks like something got stuck here. Trying to open up 503.
Okay. Man. I would normally take this time to preach to you guys, but I don't have nothing to preach about unless somebody tell me something.
Okay, well, give me a second here. Let me try something else. Seems to be stuck.
Okay, so somebody else asked a question. Send me a text real quick.
See, I was trying to get 503, right? Okay, let me see if this is going to work. Okay, 503.
Okay, somebody said if you have a credit problem, well, you have a problem doing exchange. They're not going to do credit checks during your exchange. The only thing they're going to check is Homeland Security is going to do a check and see if you're on any of the watch lists. That's the only thing that will stop your exchange. Okay. That was it.
All right. Do you want to take another one while I'm resetting here?
Do. Yep. Yep. Let
me see. Are you doing something funny here?
I don't have any, so nobody has any questions. So, good anyway. Oh, let's see. It says, I am 503 and I am here. Okay, well, he's trying to get to you. Just hold on. All right. Well, guys, great taking too long, so I'm going to give you my closing statement. How about that?
No, I thought you were taking some text questions.
I didn't get any.
Okay.
I just got that one. That was it. Somebody just said something. I heard somebody's voice other than yours. That was it. No, you do not have to have a trust in order to exchange. I know somebody told you guys that. And they even tell you had to have one of their trusts to exchange. And that's just a bunch of BS. And they're just trying to make some money off of you, telling you how to do that, and they could submit it for you. You do not have to have a trust to exchange. If you choose to get a trust, you can get one. When you're doing your exchange and go see your wealth manager, they will do a trust for you. But you do not have to have it to exchange. It's BS. Anyway. Okay, Oregon. We got you. He's trying to get to you. He ain't get to you, though.
It looks like something's happened with the internet service, but all my lights are still on, so I'm on two different computers and can't pull up Blog Talk, so that means the internet's acting up now.
All right, that's okay. Let me answer this last question, and we'll just be done.
Okay.
Do you have to have a receipt for your currency? Guys, I would always have the receipt. You know, that's better safe than sorry. But if you go into a bank right now and you're trying to exchange currency, or you're trying to change a $100 bill for $250, they don't ask you for a receipt. Or if you take dong in it right now, they're not asking you for a receipt. They're trying to make sure your currency is real, run the test, and they do your exchange. Now, if you come in with a suitcase full of money, it's like anything else. They want to know where it came from. So if you come there with that and you got 2 billion dinar, oh, no. We need to know where this came from, where the money came from to purchase this. It's going to be the first thing that they ask. So Homeland's going to ask it. They will take your money. They just will not give it back to you until you can show where it came from. So I'm telling you that right now. It has happened already. People have walked in with a suitcase full of money. Next thing they know, Homeland's there, Secret Service is there. They want to know because they want to know drug money didn't buy this money. Got other crooked money didn't buy this money. So where did you get the money to buy this much foreign currency? You're going to have to show that. Not just the receipt for it, but where the currency itself came from. Be prepared to do that. Okay.
Okay, I think we got 503.
Hello?
Okay, you're on.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay, hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. Restart.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me get this last one before we go back to this.
Oh, I think it's me again.
No. It's sister's been living with her for 6 months, but she had to go back to Michigan to exchange. I'm going to tell you to call the bank because they're going to just ask for proof that she's been living there for the last 6 months. But when you call the 800 number, they'll let you know, so make the appropriate appointment. So 503 is here, but 503 wanted you guys to know something about Mosul. What was it?
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to remind people that Mosul is not Baghdad, and there's really serious issues in Mosul. Just read the articles. There's a ton of rubble that is throughout the streets. It's a miserable condition, as is Basra. So just because you see beautiful things in Baghdad and maybe Kurdistan doesn't necessarily mean that Iraq is back on par. Just a quick reminder on that. But the other thing is I wanted to share with I have a question, and that is, so if you bring in Zim, you know, Tony, you were talking about how that some people, when they brought their currency to exchange, then they were actually, the currency was taken, and I may have misunderstood, but what I understood you to say last call was that some of them were even threatened with arrest and being charged because they were bringing in currency to exchange that they knew was illegal or something?
Okay. So what happened in Florida is people took dong down to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not them. Nobody's taking them. They took dong down. The bank looked on the screen, and it happened to be one of those moments where it was live. Okay? Well, it wasn't not. They did the exchange. Only to find out an hour later they shouldn't have done the exchange. They shouldn't have had access to what they had access to. Now the bank's trying to reclaim the money. And they're telling them that it was a fraudulent transaction. You need to bring the money back, or the Secret Service is going to get you. We need the money back from that account. But, and I forgot, ready to call them and see if they ever got their money back, because they didn't get it back at that time. So another case, they were simply trying to exchange it because the people told them it was, and before they completed the transaction, it didn't go through. And the Secret Service walked through the door at the bank and pulled them into the back room. And they're like, you know, I didn't give her the exchange rate. She gave me the exchange rate. So why am I wrong? Why am I trying to do something? But the bank is never going to say it was their fault. They're never going to say that teller that somehow, you guys are trying to pull a fast one on us. That's what it's going to be. But that's something totally different. We're talking about the RV has occurred, the dinar has a rate, the dong has a rate, the Zim has a rate, or it doesn't have a rate. But that's the first day, and they're going to take it or not. Now, if they're going to take your currency, you're going to ask them before you give it to them, what's the rate? How long has the rate been live? It's been live all day. It's been live for 3 days. Then it's a good rate. Then do your exchange.
Yeah, that was my question. Is, I mean, what a great way for the government to come in and take not just the money you got off the Zim, but all of your money and accuse you of trying to make fraudulent transactions. That's the scary part to me. With the Zim, it's like,
okay, but this is it. They can't accuse you of fraudulent transaction if it's something everybody in the world can see. If it's on 4X, if it's being put up everywhere, these are the rates, and you can see it. The only reason those people can, because nobody can see the rate at the time except for them. Nobody was there then. It was one bank out of the country that was doing the transaction. That's easy for them to say that. They can't say that when every bank in the entire country is doing the same transaction. How are they going to say it's fraudulent?
I don't know, but it just makes me – I don't know, Tony, but it just makes me – I don't know. I watched this thing on PBS last night. I don't know if you guys watched it. It was on the USS Indianapolis. And what they did to the captain of the ship after it was really scary. But anyway, and he was falsely accused and charged, and it was a mess.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you think he's the only one in the U.S. that has ever happened to?
Oh, no. And that's what makes it even
okay.
scarier.
Okay. Long as you know that happens every day. Okay.
I know, but that was just a really clear reminder of how bad this can get. Okay, so but I just wanted to also say that, you know, that don't blame the media just because you may not be getting the better pictures of Mosul. I mean, you may not be getting the better pictures of Iraq because there's still a lot of pain over there and a lot of displacement among the Sunnis. And then in Basra, they're still under really severe, I think, threat of life in some ways because of the Iranian threats to them. So just kind of a reminder on that. And thanks for cluing me in about the Zim. I still probably will not take mine just because I'm too chicken. But,
okay.
If other people feel brave enough, that's great. I mean, more power to you. Go for it. And anyway, I just thank you for all you guys are doing. And Ray, thank you for working so hard to get this to work so I could get on. Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you.
All right. And guys, she's absolutely correct. I send those videos and the pictures and stuff out to you so you'll know what they're talking about when they say they're making a recovery, that the country is going, so that you'll know the possibility of this already happening sooner rather than later, because everybody says there's too many problems over there. That country is too backwards. They're so underdeveloped. It's a growing nation just like any nation. They have good parts. They have bad parts. She's right. Kurdistan is great. That's why they never show pictures of Kurdistan, because it's like being in New York. You know, I mean, it's a city. It's populous, and they're going down the streets, and they're doing things, and you're not hearing about any bombs, any terrorist actions, nothing in Kurdistan at all. Is the best part of it. But then you got Baghdad, you got other cities. Baghdad is growing. Mosul will be next. Basra will be there. But they're more down and associated with the Iranian side. And they're having electricity problems. They're having water problems. That's where most of their unemployment is, in those areas of the country. So there's good and bad, but there's growth. And they're coming. And after the IRV, you'll see those areas go even faster. But Iran tries to keep Iraq there. They try to cause those problems because they want them to be dependent on them. So Iraq has to fight that. No more than we want them to be dependent on needing our help to fight that, to fight terrorists, so we can get things done that we want to do. That's what they are fighting. But they're still growing. It's still happening. And their future looks even brighter with the RV. So that's what I want you guys to understand. The entire country is not like that. But yet, there are still parts of the country that are just like that. All right?
Right, sir. That's the last caller that had the question up. So those are your closing comments, or you want to add something else?
Everything's looking good, guys. We're waiting tomorrow. We're going to see what happens out in the news. If they announce what happened with the vote today, if they even tell us that it really happened, which I'm hearing it did, if we'll see the budget vote go through tomorrow, and look forward to a great weekend. But whatever happens, we'll put it out like we've been doing, and I'll see you on Friday. Ray?
Okay, that's going to do it for us, guys, for this Hump Day Wednesday. And we'll be back on Friday. Unless something dynamic happens to cause us to come back before then, we'll see you at our regularly scheduled time on Friday. And have a good evening. Looks like we won't be able to put exit music on. The system is doing something crazy here. But at least we did get the call finished. Everyone, have a good day.